You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Intoxication, a delicate bond, along a tightrope of a safe heart. Forgot everywhere I go, maybe in the palm on the line, I'm waiting, but for what exactly, I don't know. Return to the restless inadequacy of a roof in Paris and steals nothing. Ego built the fantasy and it ceaselessly calls.
Beautiful track, Solitude, from Henna. We have Henna in the studio. Kia ora, Amy. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. I am great.
It's
good.
So nice to have you in here, spinning brand new music that's not even released yet. Thanks for a little treat. That's a very nice thing for us.
My pleasure.
You've got a new record coming out called Omen, early December, and this weekend you are going to be taking it for a spin with your band for the first time live. How's that feeling?
It's feeling great. We had our a dress rehearsal last night at the venue, and it's
cool.
Feeling solid. I'm really excited.
So who are you playing with at the moment? What's your live group look like?
We've got Harry Thompson Cook on the guitar, shredding as always. Dr. Scott Klassen on the drums. Navaka Tawatakila Pule on the bass. And the wonderful Zoe Larson Cumming, aka Babe Martin, on the keys.
Oh, cool crew that you've pulled together. What has this project been like for you, Amy? How have you found creating Omen? Because it's your second record. That's always, the scary one to put out sometimes. How have you found the process of making this?
I found it wonderful. It was so different from making Muse, because Muse kind of just happened all in my bedroom.
Yes.
And it was just me and my instruments and my computer. And this one, we had the chance to go into the lab and work with Scott Seabright Engineering, co-produced the record with Greg Haver. Clint Murphy mixed it, and Ryan Smith over in the States actually mastered it.
Awesome.
So it was really it was a big, not that the other one wasn't a team effort when it got to mixing and mastering and et cetera, but
totally.
This one was more collaborative, I think, within the creative process. Yeah.
For you, was that a challenge, or was that something that you were looking forward to? Because what's your, creating style usually?
Yeah, I usually like writing, getting the writing done on my own, and then sort of, I guess, I think when I started playing live with the guys, and then also eventually Zoe, it was like amazing to see what they would do with the songs.
Yeah.
And just take it to a whole new level. And I thought, shit, I can't just sit in my room by myself anymore. I gotta like get these people on the record. So yeah.
That's a really special thing, eh? Like to be able to feel confident in what you've made enough to pass it over to other people to play around with too. Because that is, you know, it's your baby. You're going to get someone else to to put their, you know, stamp on as well.
Absolutely.
And with this record, what have been some of the ideas or the themes that you've been thinking about? Yeah. Omen is a very, strong name. Yeah.
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 It was kind of, it's I guess like a darker sort of subject matter in a way. Like Muse was very, I'm in love. Mm. I love life and the sky. And then this one's
flowers in the fields.
Oh yeah. And this one's kind of, I guess transmuting a lot of my shadow self and bringing it into the light and then releasing it. So it's like melancholia. I guess like desperation actually, and a primal need to belong to something bigger than myself.
Totally. That feels like quite a lot of big thinking to be putting on yourself while you've made this project. Yeah. Has it been an, you know, cathartic experience or quite a challenging experience writing these?
Writing these, I think, challenging and cathartic at the same time, because like allowing myself to feel the things at first is like, oh my God. Yeah. And then like writing about it is like,
yeah,
and then having to share it with other people, it's like, yeah, it's been intense, but I think I've played it off pretty well.
Nice. Yeah. I think it's good to get to that stage where you've managed to maybe process some of the emotions that took you to, you know, writing in the first place.
Totally.
And then when you're, you know, performing it, have almost that distance where you can enjoy it as a song a little bit more.
Yes.
When you are performing, what's, I guess, that experience like for you? Is it something that you really enjoy doing? Is it part of it that feels necessary? What is like the live element?
Yeah, I love the live element. I think it's probably my favorite part of being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel very necessary. I think I've always had in mind that I need to be able to play the songs that I make live.
Yeah.
So it's not always super, you know, super electronically cool, and I feel like such a boomer right now. But yeah, it's always like live instrumentation, and nothing too crazy in the production department. And then, yeah. Performing live, it's like this beautiful interface with each other as the band and then between the audience as well. And it's like that immediate, very visceral, energetic exchange, which is cool.
Oh, that's so special. And tomorrow is the night. You're playing at Raynham Park, which is upstairs on K Road, kind of down the... I think of it as the end with the kebab shops, but there's kebab shops all down K Road, so it's an unhelpful... Yeah. It's towards the Queen Street end is probably a much more normal way of explaining that.
Above Smoove.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can grab tickets from Moshtics, I believe?
Humanitics. Humanitics? Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, sweet.
Humanitics.
We will put a link in the podcast after the show as well for anyone who wants to get along, but that is going to be really special. You've also got Hun Lynch playing with you.
Yes.
Who's Hun Lynch?
Hannah is amazing. I am just enamored with Hannah's live set. It's just like electric and amazing, and she's so cool. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's going to come along, but like you will be missing out if you don't see Hun Lynch.
Ooh, exciting. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Amy, for coming in. We're going to spin another song from Omen now. This is To The Bone, and see you on K Road tomorrow night.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
of this burning flame on fire again. I have no doubt that I'm free. That I'm free.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.